Consequence Podcast Network.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska. And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Every Bonnaroovian has that one show they want all of their camp to show up for. What will be that show? For me at Bonnaroo 2023, it might surprise you. Today's episode of the What Podcast, Brad's Picks. Barry Corder, Lord Taco, Brad Steiner, the What Podcast with our final round of picks this week starts right now. You're always trying to do your best. Taco Barry, how is everyone doing?
I am great.
Super.
Now, have you guys started mapping out your gear yet? Have we done gear check-in yet?
Making the mental notes right now, yes. Probably In the next few days, going to start making that big pile in the basement to pull everything out and see what needs to be replaced. And the big pile in the basement. Is that where you're going?
How are you gonna fit another pile into the basement?
Oh, good point. I see where you're going. Yeah. No, good point. Most
Who
of it I've kept
there
in
was
one
more
place.
Space.
I know.
Yeah. Taco, with the bus update?
No updates. I think we're gonna go plan B.
You getting a little nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm just not expecting to be ready.
Okay. All right. Now, when you don't have the bus, do you have all the gear that you need for actual camping? That, you know, because normally you just pile everything in the bus. Do you have everything you need to actually like exist on the farm?
It's all in the bus. Everything exists in the bus.
Yeah.
How
do you pivot?
I think that's the question. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Like I talked about last week, I have a backup vehicle ready to go.
So just remember, if you need somebody to come over and test equipment and clean, and Barry Corder's available most every weekend.
And has references.
Yes. I can be a reference on this one too, if you need to, Barry.
All right, I'll see you here tomorrow.
All right, good. I have my picks ready. I'm very excited. Now, with all this being said, you know, I still don't know my travel plans.
Right.
I don't know how. I just don't foresee getting in on Thursday this year. Earliest I would get it would be Friday morning, but, you know, it may just end up being Saturday. But I do have picks for Thursday and Friday as if I would be on the farm, just in case something miraculous happens. The travel plans are getting a little dicey as of right now. What about Barry? Any changes in your plans so far?
A little bit, yeah. I think I've told both of you I will have changed jobs by then, so I'm going to have to wait and see how that impacts. But I'm kind of like you. I'm probably looking at Friday. Definitely not Tuesday like Taco, but that wasn't going to happen anyway. That's just too much. I don't know how he does it.
I don't either.
Yeah, so we'll see, but I'm going to be there for sure. I'm looking forward.
All right. So, Taco, does not having the bus change your Tuesday entry date?
No, like I said, I have a backup vehicle ready to go. So the plane.
Yeah, but it's not. But it's not. It's not as comfortable as the bus. It's not. The ease of use is a little different.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Yeah.
Meaning you can't sleep in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, I can.
I'm betting.
Plans have not changed. I'm going Tuesday.
He knows somebody with a similar accommodation, whether it's an old girlfriend or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not going to downgrade. Yeah. I'm not going to downgrade the experience.
Oh, I thought you meant women.
Oh, I've already downgraded that.
Because I think there could be some arguments there. You guys ready to dive into some picks?
Let me ask you this: teased your the one that can't miss. Can you give us a hint before we get started? What day will this act be performing on? See if we can guess before.
Well, that's tough because this person's on multiple days.
Okay.
DJ Mel.
That's what I was going to say, DJ Mel.
Well, there are so few options for DJ Mel, so you got to pick very...
That's why I wanted to know.
You got to be very clever with your pick.
Yeah, you don't want DJ Mel on Thursday. It's the DJ Mel Saturday that you're...
Yeah, but what's his real big show? Like, what's the show that you can't miss from DJ Mel? That's the one I want to go to because there's so many to choose from.
That's what we're trying to get at. Trying to pin you down.
Okay. No, I do love this idea, and I do think that secretly we all have that one show we want everybody in camp to go to so that they can experience the one band or the artist that you love so much or maybe is the highlight of your festival. Mine is a little different this year in that I've got my highlights and my can't misses of the day, and then it's the thing I want all the camp guys to go to. Two different things. It's not a can't miss, but it's one that I think that everybody will have the best time at, no matter what. Like, everybody could coalesce around this one artist and leave saying, wow, that was really, really effing good, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm looking back through the trying to guess. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. We all have that.
And the one thing that I'm going to probably forego doing is going into plaza picks, because that never works out for me. I know I want the Bob Moses DJ set at some point, right? I know I want to get there, but to do that, I got to leave my morning jacket. I don't know. Now that I think about it, it's the one like thing that is not a lot of conflicts, but boy, that's one. And I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to forego any of the plazas, at least as an official pick for me, because I just don't know how I make it happen.
I don't know how to – this is what I'm hearing from all three of us, is maybe it's because we've done it so long, and that sounds like such an old man thing, but maybe it's just experience. It's one thing to get this lineup and say, I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to bounce over there, and then I'm going to bounce back over there.
Right.
And we all three know he ain't bouncing nowhere.
Not happening. There's no bouncing.
No.
I mean, the only bouncing that's going to happen is a big free.
Yeah. In one space. Yeah. You might bounce from this to that. But I mean, even going from the what to, the other is a pretty good hike, especially depending on the time of day. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Forget it.
Right.
But, with all that being said, I do have a pretty ambitious schedule that I probably have not had this many picks in quite many years.
Wow. All right.
This is going to be probably.
I went light and you went heavy. Okay.
I did. Bigger than I anticipated, especially early. So if you want to jump in.
Where are we going? Thursday?
So if you want to jump into Thursday, let's do it. And this is what I love about Thursday is that it starts exactly how I want the festival to start. And with artists that perfectly ease you into this weekend. And it starts with an artist that I think that Barry Quarter is going to leave absolutely mind blown, eyes wide open, in love with, and that's Abraham Alexander. This dude's voice is out of control. Beautiful R&B soul singer. it's just, it's the perfect entryway into this weekend. Every note is perfect. Every feeling is right. Barry, you're going to fall in love with this dude.
Yep. Already started to.
Oh, good. Yep. Good. Because very similarly after that is another sort of low tempo. I like to start very, you know, quietly and slowly. You know what I'm going to say next? Our Girls of Angel Saint Queen. I've been keeping this story for the podcast, but this is why I love Becca Castle so much. She started at the radio station that I worked in Chattanooga, Tennessee, one day, and she comes in, and she's so quiet, so respectful and humble. And one day, she just says to us, "You know, I play music," and I'm like, and whenever you hear that, you just, yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah. I'm a poet. No, you don't. Did you know I'm a poet?
Yeah. Hey, I do stand up. Yeah. No, you don't. So me and intern Alex, we sort of just scoffed at her and didn't really think anything about it. And then she played us like a video that she had saved on her email. She just went over to the computer and started playing a thing. And I looked over at Alex and I said, "Holy shit, she's really good. Really really good." And I kind of just didn't see this thing coming, but, and I haven't even told her this yet, I love her album. It's actually really, really good.
Nice.
So to watch it like all sort of manifest into this thing. And when she posted it, I kind of like thought it was a joke. Becca's a really funny girl. And I just kind of thought that it was a made up band that she had created. The fact that it's actually a real thing and it's actually really good, it's totally took me by surprise. But then I say to myself, why would it? Why should that have taken me surprise? You know, this girl can do anything that she wants. So it's going to go Angel Saint Queen, and then I start turning the heat up with Suki Waterhouse. You know, Suki is not going to be for everyone, but that is the next sort of like knob you turn it up to. If I started at a 2 or 3, Suki's taking me to a 5, and getting me a little bit more turned up so that I can go to a band that I think is gonna start to break in 2023 from Chicago. Dead, D-E-H-D. A little bit of punk, a little bit of alt rock, a little bit of indie, and maybe a little bit of pop in there too. It's a fantastic entry point. This is exactly leading up. The ramp is getting there to the best show of the weekend, the one that I think is going totally underrated, because this is a massive get for Bonnaroo, where I don't know how many other places are getting the return of Diarrhea Planet for the first time in almost 10 years. Nashville Zone, the fact that they're doing an entry show the weekend or the week of Bonnaroo in Nashville, then the comeback of Bonnaroo, that is going to be the highlight of maybe the entire weekend, but for sure Thursday. That band is a band that I fell in love with 10 years ago. I love garage punk, maybe more so than I let on. And those guys just put out exceptional album after exceptional album. And the fact that they went away and we didn't really know why, and now they're back. I don't know if they're ever going to be back. I don't know if this is the one thing that if I don't make Thursday, I'm going to be brokenhearted, because I don't know if I'm ever going to see this show again, Barry. So
how great,
with that being said,
how great a slot, right?
It's the slot, right? It feels like the slot for Thursday. I mean, I guess you could say Zed's Dead is the real headliner and Liquid Stranger, but it's Diarrhea Planet for me, and then, well, of course, Big Frida, New Orleans Zone wraps up the night.
What I mean, you know, that Thursday, as the kids say, the hype, you know, Thursday is crazy. Everybody is ready. Everybody is ready to explode. They've been walking around. They've been driving for 10, 14 hours. You know, they're there. It's now 11:45. No, I didn't say it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we made it this far in the season, Taco.
I didn't say it. I said they're there finally. They've made the trip. They're in camp. You know, it's now 11:45. It's Thursday. It's time to go. That's what I mean. It's a great slot.
It is. And for me personally, the ramp up is perfectly positioned, and I'm getting some legs under me, and that's going to be the fear. Like, if I could go really hard right now, but I'm going to have to keep myself and pull myself back. But man, I'm so excited about Diarrhea Planet, and that's the show that I would want no one to miss on the Thursday lineup. Not the camp. That's not my camp pick.
Okay.
But Big Frida is the final one there, and I say that because in New Orleans' own. I mean, Big Frida means so much to that city. Bounce music is such a constant part of the soundtrack of New Orleans. Of all the things that we've lost in Bonnaroo, through these years of becoming a little bit more mainstream and controlled by the big conglomerates, the one thing I miss is the connection to New Orleans. Losing Superfly and some of the history of the festival, the fact that we at least have somebody from New Orleans on the front end, and then the back end with the revivalists, at least there's something still connected to that city. So there you go. That's my Thursday. It seems lighter, maybe because of the sound of the artists that I'm starting with, and how easy the first couple of shows are. But it's still a lot. It's still a lot. It's still a lot of back-to-backs.
Yeah, it's a good path.
Yeah. So Friday is the stunner for me, and how stacked Friday is, more so than I anticipated when I saw it on the poster. But now that I see it on the grid, oh my God. I don't know how I'm doing most of this, but we will tackle it as we continue through my own picks next on the What Podcast.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we enter Friday. Barry, Taco, I don't remember how you guys started your Friday, but I don't think you started it the way that I did. Barry, what was your first artist on Friday?
I think it was a Kingfish Walk By, maybe.
Okay. So, can you remind me who Kingfish is?
He's like a 16-year-old phenom blues guitar player who's probably now 20 or 22.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. It's not the old 70s band.
No.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Yeah. Okay.
No, his name is Christopher, what was your start? Or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first pick Friday was AFI.
Yep.
Okay. All right, good. So we're going to all start differently. We're going to go separate ways. Sampa the Great. So this woman, not only are the beats and the soundscape so big her voice just explodes. She's got this cult of personality for me. I don't know what the show is going to be like. I've never seen it. I have no earthly idea. But she's just got this look. She's got this attitude on stage that I'm dying to find out. I'm dying to find out if it's going to be as great as I think it might. So I could be there for 15 minutes or I could be there for 45. I don't know. But then it doesn't really matter because I'm going to stay on this tent and go to Black Midi. And I'll tell you why. Black Midi, for me, is about the entry point for Knocked Loose. I'm not going to Knocked Loose,
But the closest I get to knocked loose is going to be Black Midi. I don't necessarily have the I don't really have the
physique,
the strength. And you think the Hams do? They're gonna get beat the hell up. I don't have it in me anymore. You know, that was a different time of my life. I'd have been all in the Knocked Loose, but no, Black Midi's about as close as I'm gonna get to. And actually, a band that I've really gotten turned on to in the last 12 months. I like them. I don't know how much of that I will love, but it's definitely where I'm going because I'm trying to sort of like be active and engage so that I don't know, I keep my energy up and I don't just stay at camp the whole day because I really want to see Rina Sawayama. Mm-hmm. Rina Sawayama had my favorite album of maybe 2020 and 2022. It feels like this is the first time Dua Lipa played Bonnaroo. Remember that Thursday Dua Lipa played and I try to look at everybody. I'm like, guys, this is the next star. You need to go to the show. This is where Rina feels like where she's playing now is Witch is bigger than Dua's first stop or first spot on the Bonnaroo lineup. But man, I could see her coming back and headlining an early 7-8 o'clock show in the next couple of years. I just think that she is poised to be a massive, massive star. I just love her so much. And then Portugal. Universally, Portugal is a band that the live show always outpunts the recorded material, which is crazy to say, considering Portugal has one of the biggest hits maybe of the last 15 years, right? Feel It Still was a massive hit across every format, and even to this day is one of the biggest songs that at least my industry plays. So to say that they are a better live band than they are on a session, man, oh man. This show was universally adored years ago when they were at the, I think it was this tent in 2019 or 2018. This is an absolute slam dunk, cannot miss What Stage show. And it's probably the best early What Stage show you're going to have all season. That is something that I would be stunned if you didn't try and figure out a way to make it to. And then you sort of like come down with Noah Kahan. And the reasons for that is they're obvious because he's A, been on the show and having a moment that will make that tent unbearable. Unbearable. It might be the biggest crowd that that tent will have all weekend. I don't know why they decided to put him there at that time with almost no like-sounding artists. Normally, if they have a big show like this that they know that they are going to, you know, probably not have space for, they put somebody on against them to do a little, you know, audience splitting. This show is going to be out of control. There's going to be way too many people there. And I worry that if you're far enough back, you know, back on the grass there, you know, as that tent sort of like, you know, you get to that back grass area where there's a little bit of an elevation, I feel like you're going to get lost. The sound's going to be too soft. It might be a tad too slow. I don't know if this is the best slot for him. I don't think it's the best slot, and I don't think it's the best stage. If he was going to be on that, I would have preferred him like at 4 o'clock. I don't know. I have a worry about that. I have a worry that it's going to be far, far, far too big for the stage. But afterwards, I'm going to Fleet Foxes because I think that if another band should have been on Witch, it's the Fleet Foxes. Only selfishly, Barry, so that one, right about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, when the sun was going down, we could look around and have that Bonnaroo moment that we love so much during Myconis. Fleet Foxes was the sound that I wanted, man.
Yeah.
Fleet Foxes was the Friday night, oh my God, we're here. We're here. It started, right? It's finally started. I've got that feeling again. That's what I wanted. And that's what the biggest disappointment I had on when the grid came out, when the schedule came out, I wanted Fleet Foxes on the Witch and I wanted them in Sundown and we didn't get it. And we're going to be on this tent and I'm going to maybe miss the moment, but I don't care. I love that band so much. You can have Grizz. I know people like Grizz. I know people love Kendrick. I don't need to see this show again. So I'm taking my night off and hanging back until I get to Wolfpack. I don't know why I have been so easily able to disregard every time Wolfpack has a show near me. I don't know why I've done it that way. Because never fails... if I'm just sitting around the house, I'm always ending up with a Wolfpack song every damn time. And it's because they fit every sonic thing that Barry, you know, that I love, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Great voice, soul. They got that soul sort of structure to every song. Great horns. Everything that I love wrapped up into one band, and I don't know why I have been so easily dismissive of seeing that show live, and I've given up the opportunity to see it, I don't know, 24 times. So because of them, that's the singular reason why I want to be there on Friday. Because I can't keep ignoring and not going to this show.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
All right. Anything you think I'm missing on Friday?
Well, does that get you to Diesel? You're not going to go see Diesel? Really?
I mean, look, I will go. I will go. But
just to say you did, it's going to be huge.
I guess.
That's the problem. It's going to be so huge.
It will. And I'm not the kind of guy that gets up in the guts of the other. So being way back there, it doesn't really do anything for me. But for those who love it and those who do go to the other and just sort of camp out right in front for day upon day upon day, they're going to love it.
No, I'm not going to I might go, I want to at least lay eyes so I can say I did.
Okay, well, I'll go with you. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
This is where you could probably convince me at 2 o'clock in the morning to make some really bad decisions.
Yes.
After Wolfpack and sort of a night where I've
welcome to my world.
This is when I could be convinced to go out to the plazas and stay till sun up.
Or go dance the Gucci Mane at 5:30 in the morning with Jim Burris.
Yeah, with the elderly. Yeah. And I mean,
so we can say how cool we are.
I hope I don't, because there's a lot for Saturday.
Yeah.
That starts really early. Understood. Another band that I cannot believe Barry has not stumbled across at this point. I think these guys are the Black Pumas equivalent. These Sacred Souls start at 1 o'clock. I love this band. I love this band so much. I'd hate using other bands as markers for other artists that you don't know, but it's the easiest way for me to sort of explain these Sacred Souls. I don't really know where they're from, but definitely a lot of Black Pumas in there. Barry, it's right up your alley.
All right.
A lot of soul stuff happening with these guys. And frankly, it gets me out into Cineroo so that it forces me to just let go and let Parker and Reed have it. And go to the Beths. I actually love this band, and it's because of Parker and Reed.
Love those guys.
I will be honest with you. I had never really given them much attention until Parker and Reed wouldn't shut up about them. So, you know, I started listening, and they've got a certain song, Barry.
Yeah.
For a guy like you and a guy like me,
I know.
Hits a little bit too close to home.
A little too deep.
Yeah.
Cuts going in and coming out.
Yeah. The song is Expert in a Dying Field. And radio guy meet newspaper writer, and it is getting a little bit too close to the sun. But I do want to, because I'm probably going to miss them. If I show up on Saturday, this will be my entry point, and the first faces I see are Barry, Taco, and Parker.
Right. Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's the
it's
problem?
Fine.
Sounds idyllic.
Yeah, there's nothing problem with that. So this is where the problems arise, is right after the Beths. So you walk around, you get some lunch.
Right.
If I remember correctly, Taco, you're going to Andrew McMahon right now.
Who?
Andrew McMahon, right?
Yeah, that doesn't sound
Saturday
familiar.
Around 2 o'clock.
Saturday.
Oh, really? Okay, I thought you picked Andrew McMahon on this one.
No, I didn't put anything until 3 for Devin.
Great, because yeah. This is the one. Yeah. This is the one.
Okay.
This is the camp show.
Okay.
This is the one I want every single person that I know to show up for. This dude deserves it. This dude deserves the shot. He deserves this look, and the show is great. It is great.
Awesome.
And, you know, if it was great on a tiny Mercury Lounge stage, I can't imagine how big it sounds on that tent. So it's the one that I implore you, if you are a friend of mine, if you believe any of my recommendations or picks, show up for Devin. I think that this guy has got I think he's got it all. I think he's got it all. Yeah. He's charming. He's funny. Oh. He's got the voice. He's got the respect for who came before him. It's the show I'm most excited about. Weirdly enough, the show I'm most excited about on Saturday.
Yeah. I'm in. I'll be there.
Oh, he's one of my favorite interviews that we've done over 6 years for sure.
And you know what? There's no BS. He's exactly that way.
It was what? I mean, Rush, you felt it because we talked about it. Like 2 minutes, we were like old friends. Brad, you mm-hmm. already knew him, but
Andrew McMahon.
No, Devin.
Oh, Devin.
Devin.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Andrew McMahon.
We're past that. Catch up.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Devin. What a Devin, great interview
yeah.
he was.
Yeah, it was a good interview.
It's like instant. We all knew each other.
Yeah,
and then and yeah, his music is so good.
He came off the stage at Mercury Lounge, and Bonnaroo Evan Bonnaroo will admit to this too. He comes off stage at Mercury Lounge and literally sits there and talks to every single person in the audience.
Wow,
every one of them, hugging everybody, high fiving, conversations, deep conversations. It didn't matter. The dude just has this spirit and this infectious personality. I just want everybody to feel and love him the way that I love him. And I think that you will if you give him a shot.
Yeah.
3 o'clock on Saturday. It's late enough. You can sleep in. You'll be fine.
Plus, he loves Marvin Gaye.
He will do some Marvin Gaye.
That's all
yeah,
you need to
definitely.
Know right there. Yeah. Nobody yeah. better than Marvin
don't,
Gaye.
Don't. And here's the thing. It's the reason why I want to be so adamant about this, because he's giving you another shot at a smaller stage, right? And I can't remember, Taco, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that Friday afternoon or something like that? It's like he's giving you a second show. Don't do that. Do the big one. Go to both if you want to. I don't listen to me. But go to the big one. The Toyota Den show that he's going to do is probably just going to be him and maybe a backup singer or two, but I want the big stage show. I want to see how this looks, where his voice can fill the entire tent, and it will. I have all the confidence in the world.
Cool. Good pick. Mm-hmm. No argument there.
And then I'm going to Jenny Lewis.
Okay.
I for all the reasons why I'm going to forego seeing Sylvan Esso last night, because I've seen the show 50 times. I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I've seen Jenny Lewis 50 times, and I don't care. God, I love her so much. And I don't know how to, you know, bottle the edge by saying, I'm not going to see Sylvan Esso last night because I've seen it so many times, but I'm going to go see Jenny Lewis because I've seen it so many times. I don't know how to justify that, but I love her. It is kind of strange that somebody that is that, I don't know, for me, this feels like an underplay for her. 3:45 on Witch, where, I mean, she's in front of the band Camino. That seems strange to me. This seems like an underbooking for somebody as big as Jenny Lewis. But with that being said, that gets me to Sheryl Crow. This is not a show I'm excited about, but it is one of those that I know is going to be great.
Right.
You know, I know it's going to be so
it's weird,
magical,
a lot of people
lovely.
Say the same thing. It's like,
really?
Sheryl Crow, but don't miss it because the last time I saw her was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those Kenny Rogers moments where, like, I gotta go because I know it's gonna be really good.
Yeah,
I know. The other thing too is I don't think that she gets. Maybe she does. Maybe I'm sort of making this up, but does she get enough credit for as many hits as she has?
No, that's what I mean. It's she gets that sort of you know. I think I like her. But everyone who goes to see it is like, what a great show. I had no idea it was going to be that great. I mean, it's that kind of thing. But
I highly doubt that she plays a song you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
That's incredible. And then I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to take a lot of time off. And then I'm going to come back for Sophie Tucker. Mainly because I like Sophie Tucker. I like Sophie Tucker a lot, but I gotta warm up into the sort of electronic sounds so that I can get ready for Bob Moses. Bob Moses is gonna be the moment where my night is gonna go in a lot of different ways. Bob Moses, I don't know if I can properly convey what I'm trying to say here. But once, let's say, 8:45 hits, Brad might be on another planet.
Okay.
Because I love Bob Moses, and that show is the one that I want to see the most on the Plaza, and I'm not going to be able to see it because of what happens later tonight, so I got to see it now. I don't really think that I'm going to make time for the Super Jam, but I am going to do Bob Moses, and I am going to try and hang back in the back for Odessa. That's not an official pick. That's just sort of like an extra. But then it's My Morning Jacket. Barry, the story about My Morning Jacket is one that I'm not very proud of saying and talking about because I dogged on this band for years. And the 2004 set, I threw my hands up and I rolled my eyes. Didn't listen to it. Didn't go. 2006 comes around. I still just, you know, I was just so anti anything that I thought was a jam band because, unfairly, by the way, because I was so irritated by bands like Widespread Panic. I just hated them so much. And then this, I don't know, Taco, I don't know if you know this guy named Barry Quarter.
Heard of him.
He comes around and he just keeps beating me up saying, what are you talking about? My Morning Jacket is great. My Morning Jacket is great. And what does Barry make me do? He forces me to go to Louisville. He makes me drive. He makes me pay for the Airbnb. He makes me do all the work so that he can go see My Morning Jacket with me. And my God, was that head turner, eye opener, game changer. I cannot believe that I slept so long and so hard on My Morning
Worth
Jacket.
Every penny, wasn't it?
Every penny.
Yeah, there's. I mean, I'm not a big jam band with all the noodling. They don't noodle. You know, I just like them. To me, They were the turning point.
Well, can I make this? Can I make this clear? Of course, they're not a jam band.
No.
But I was an idiot.
Well, I get you.
I just assumed they were.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen. I didn't pay any attention. I just assumed and said no. And frankly, it was a little bit of Brian Stone, too. I mean, he's got such bad taste that if he said he liked something, I knew I hated it.
Fair.
So, yeah. So, you know, it was one that he got right.
Fair enough. I just, for me, they were such a turning point in Bonnaroo in, I guess, was it 07 or 08? You're better at years than I am. But whatever that year was, it just completely turned me around, and I fell in love with festivals. I fell in love with them. I came home, and it's all I listened to. It literally was all I listened to for 2 months. I mean,
I will say that it is harder for me to session them.
Yeah, I get that.
Than it is for you. But this is the show of the weekend, other than the Foo Fighters, that if you are a Bonnarooian, right? If you are a true blood OG, you go to the My Morning Jacket show. Something special feels like that's something special is going to happen at that show.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about when you hear a certain song, it immediately takes you to the field at Bonnaroo. And this is that. Mm-hmm. This is that band that we, for me, that I that they're the reference point. There are others, but they are that reference point. You know, yeah, you're at Bonnaroo.
What? Are you picking up their record? They're putting out a record of one of their Bonnaroo sets, aren't they?
Yep, yep. I didn't get pre-sale because it was sold out. But I will get one. Yes.
Well, so I'm glad you brought that up, Taco, because if you remember months and months and months ago when I said that there is going to be a band that plays Bonnaroo, it's going to be a big moment, it's going to be a big look, and it's going to harken back to the days of the original Bonnaroo. That's what I was meaning. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're going to release that live album at Bonnaroo. About from the Bonnaroo show, was such a beautiful and perfect piece of symmetry, and that's, you know, I didn't really want to like ruin it and say it out loud last couple of months ago, but you know, I mean, if you're smart enough, you could have figured it out.
It's a big deal.
But that's who I was talking about, and I don't know how to say it any clearer than this is going to be a moment. The My Morning Jacket show. 12:30, it will go later. I just don't see them only playing for 2 hours.
No, I agree.
It's going to be a moment.
And your other option is STS9, the other corner. So, yeah, it's going to be huge.
That's a great point, Barry. I didn't even think about that. There's no way that I think that show only lasts 2 hours.
No,
you know?
I'm just getting started.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's some other.
I want to go back real quick. Winona Fighter. What's the name of the song they put out?
Hams in a Glass.
Hams in a Glass.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
The whole day was built for the Hams kids.
That's hilarious.
Starting with the Beths and now ending with Winona Fighter.
That's hilarious. Good for them. It's a fun. It's a great song.
Yeah.
If you like thrash.
Yeah, I told them they need to do PBR next.
I'm sure they'll get right to it. If you look at that Who stage lineup, it is really strange to go from a band like The Moss, which is the sort of like jangly, you know, singers, indie rock, you know, band, into what Winona Fighter is.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
well,
I got
close
bruised
out with swollen
just listening
teeth,
to it.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. You remind me, am I missing something? Has the Silent Disco ever been on a stage before?
It was always its own.
Yeah, it was always its own standalone thing. So now the Silent Disco is on the Who stage?
Yeah,
I guess I'm missing something. I guess because the Silent Disco has been so low-key fantastic for, I don't know, 15 years, that I just sort of ignore it on the lineup.
Well,
these days.
The Who stage is not just the stage. There's like a whole structure to it, you know? Like there's like a canopy coming out. I mean, it's pretty big.
Yeah, I just don't remember seeing that on a stage lineup before. Maybe I'm wrong.
It was always its own space.
Yeah, sort of like Snake and Jake's.
Right.
Interesting. Is that the only silent disco availability on the weekend, or did I miss that too?
In that space. That's what I was just looking back.
Oh, okay. So it's on Friday. Okay. It's every night.
It's every night. Closes so it's every, out each night.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Got it. Okay. Well, that makes more sense. And then, you know, we're right back to, there's two things that can happen after the My Morning Jacket show, right? You can go make some bad decisions, or you can play it like our buddy and our camp sensei, Mike Dewar, and realize that you just had your moment and pack it in. After the legendary Paul McCartney show, it was a Friday night, and Mike Dewar had just gotten there early Friday, and, you know, he walked around with Barry and, you know, shot the shit with all of us and, you know, held court like he always does. Mike's an older guy, so, you know, I'm not looking for him to go rage, but the man moves. I mean, he doesn't, he goes pound, step for step, pound for pound with you through the farm. He sees Paul McCartney, and, you know, we all leave pretty high on life, not, you know, high on life, high on the show. It was just euphoria after it. We walk back to the camp, and I see Mike packing up his stuff. And I thought something bad had happened. I thought something, like, there was some problem at home. I'm like, Dewar, what are you doing? Is everything okay? He said, I had my moment. I'm leaving. Yeah. I was like, wait, you're leaving? He's like, it will never get better than that.
Yeah.
No matter what happens from here on out, nothing will top that. So he literally hit his greatest hits, great joke, and said, good night, everybody, and walked out of the room. Didn't come back.
Mic drop.
I thought that was so baller. It was so baller.
Yeah, he did the same a couple years ago. He and Christy and I, another one of our campmates, that was the day we went Davey, the Warren Treaty, cried like babies. Mavis Staples cried, and then we went and saw Nile Rodgers, who told everybody that he just found out he was cancer free, and we cried. Oof. And all three of us looked at each other and said, "We're going back to camp. I'm done. What else? I mean, that was such an emotional day.
Jesus, that is a lot.
It's one of my favorite days ever, because you know you don't expect to have that kind of emotion once, much less. I mean, and the Davey show there wasn't tears because it was sad, or not sad, but emotion like the other, but it was just so happy. They were so happy.
They were so happy. That's right. And that's the same feeling I'm going to get from Devin, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There are moments like, I remember Taco, I don't know if you remember, but a lot of times on this show, especially the picks version of this show, we keep looking around and we're like, oh, this is the moment where we sob like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just too many of those. Not a lot of those this year. I don't think I have any moment where I'm really like, oh no, I feel it. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Get you in the field. I don't know, Vinny.
I don't think I have it this year.
You had a diesel?
A little bit.
I was looking for one of those.
All right. I'm wrapping up Sunday. That's a big day. Saturday's going to be done. I'm going to wrap up Sunday and my festival next on the What Podcast, Brad Picks.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I, I told you it was going to be a pretty thick lineup for me. Mainly not because I'm in love with a lot, but there's a lot of stuff that I want to see and just experience and give a try, because a lot of this I haven't seen before. I've said in the past, I feel so irritated that I've punted on Wolfpack show after show after show. I'm irritated that I didn't see Fleet Foxes more when I was growing up. I still haven't seen Rina Sawayama. And then Bob Moses, who plays in the city in New York all the time, and I just never go because, you know, I'm in bed at 3 o'clock. But so there's a lot of stuff that I finally want to experience for the first time. And then, you know, come Saturday with My Morning Jacket, you know, it's a band that for me doesn't really, I love My Morning Jacket, but I don't know if I want to see them at Radio City.
Right.
I want to see them at Bonnaroo.
Right, I get it.
So it may not be like a lineup and a schedule that I'm in love with, but it's a lot of stuff that I want to check boxes off of. You know what I mean?
I think, and Russ's picks were similar to mine. It's interesting that we're all staying within Centaroo, first of all, but the lineups work. I mean, I think we said this when it first came out, that we didn't really have any major conflicts. It's pretty stunning how they've been able to put this together, and so that we can all three of us find lanes. You know what I mean?
I don't have any major conflicts.
Right.
The only one that I could probably, you know, force myself to have a conflict of is like something on Friday, or, you know, if I really wanted to say, I don't know, Rina Sawayama and. I don't know. Matt Mason, you know, if I really wanted to see a Matt Mason show or Muna, I don't know. I'd have to force a conflict at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's interesting.
Sunday starts with a band that, another one that I'm going to almost, this is not a force camp to go see, but it's something that I want everyone to understand, that when you see Easy Eye Sound anywhere, believe it to be great. Believe in Dan Arbach, Hermanos Gutierrez. Mm-hmm. It's a duo that's all instrumental. That's going to be as close to our church moment as we're going to get on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a tad early, though.
Yeah,
Taco had it.
Too, yeah.
Taco had it. It's a little early at 1:15, but Barry, this is it.
It's all right.
This is so lovely.
You know, that's a good time to shake the cobwebs. It's not too early. You know, it's going to be hot. We'll be awake. So kind of wander over and clear the head a little bit and then go back. And
yeah. Did you see the meme that was posted in our Discord?
No.
No?
I don't even know how to get to our Discord. Seriously, I have no idea how that happens. What is that, an app?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Another app. Okay. All right. So I got to get on this Discord now, huh?
You're already in there.
I am?
Yeah, you're in there.
Is AI saying things for me?
Right,
what's happening?
Right.
You're both joined, but yeah.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even have this app downloaded.
No.
Oh,
okay.
No. All right, I'm downloading it now. How do I find our own Discord?
I'll post it on the screen.
Okay, please do. I totally failed you. I'm sorry. Thanks for keeping up the Discord, Taco.
Among
all
everything else.
Out there. Why does Brad hate me? He never responds.
I know.
So what's my login? I don't even know my login. Oh, no. I'm guessing it's Brad Stinks, right? It's got to be, right? Is that what my name is on the screen when I don't talk?
I don't know.
Oh, no, Barry. Do you ever go to the Discord?
Yeah, I look at it every day, pretty much. But mostly what I see is Taco playing video games, so I just move on.
That's Twitch.
Well, I thought you were all over our Discord page, too. I'll see, like, 13 new whatever, and it'll all be 12 of them Taco playing some video game.
Please click each image containing tissue paper. How am I supposed to know this? Tissue paper. My password and logins are valid. I don't know how to do this.
I'll
okay.
Figure that out.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, remind me to do that. Sorry.
You've been trying to talk to Brad on Discord. Now you know why he's not answering.
Yeah, he doesn't need you.
I'm terrible at
ghosted.
it.
Ghosted.
You know, we have.
I did. I ghosted you.
I'll post them on Twitter too.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Now I just, can you log me in? can you log me in? So Hermanos Gutierrez, this is also one that I anticipate Dan showing up for. Maybe not on stage, but he's going to be hanging out somewhere. And it's the time where I get to rekindle my love with Dan Arbach. One of the greatest days of my life was in his studio, listening to just shit he's working on. So I just want to scope out where Dan Arbach's going to go. And by the way, if Dan Arbach is there, just follow wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Because he knows what he's doing.
Good idea.
I'm secretly hoping that I can, he does a lot of weird DJ sets out of nowhere in the city, in LA and New York, weirdly enough. And I'm hoping maybe he just jumps on and does a late night DJ set if he shows up. That would be pretty hot. I'm going to forego Franz Ferdinand. I've seen the show a million times. If you haven't seen it and you like him, go. I've seen it and it just never has changed a lot for me. I could get convinced to go to Hippo Camp, and these are not official picks. Hermanos Gutierrez is. I could be convinced to go to Hippo Campus. I'm not over the moon. You're not getting me to Umphrey's McGee. Just not happening. But I am doing Revivalists. You know how much I love the Revivalists. You know how much I love Zach. You know how much I love Dave. These guys mean a lot to the city of New Orleans. Not only that, I love the band, and I love the new album. I don't know if you guys have spent any time with the new track or the new album in total, but I really like it, and it feels perfect for Sunday night or Sunday afternoon. Yeah, and I'm excited to see them own that stage. I mean, this is the biggest festival stage that they're probably ever played. You know, I know Jazz Fest is a big deal, but that's because they're a New Orleans band. This is probably the biggest look they've ever had, and they've had one of the biggest hits the last 15 years too, like Portugal the Man. So it's nice to see them get this shot, and I think they're gonna destroy. And then after that, I'm a taco. I'm gonna try and grab a few minutes at the end of Peach Pit. I love Peach Pit so much. another one that's tough for people to session, but that show is so fun. Don't sleep on that. And then, you know, I know there's going to be some pull to go to Paramore and Girl in Red. And then I know there's people who want to, you know, do 15 seconds of Marcus Mumford just so they hear the Ted Lasso song. But mostly it's going to be Peach Pit and Pixies.
Yeah.
Here's where the problems arise. And Taco, I think you might have the same problem. Are you going to stick through the entire end of the Pixies? Are you going to go front to back with it?
No, I think there was a conflict. Hang on, let me pull it up.
Because I don't feel comfortable leaving the Pixies at 9:30, only for the Foo Fighters to start at 9:30.
Yeah.
This is one of those shows. I think this is the one conflict that I have. I know that it's not a direct conflict, but to get where I want to be for the Foo Fighters, I'm going to have to forego seeing the Pixies.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's all the way across at that. Yeah. And the way that, you know, and I hate to be...
It's not an easy route.
You know, it's not an easy route, and I hate to be this way, but the way that, you know, we get our spot, or at least I get my spot for these stage shows, I have to meet certain people, and we all go in because escorting certain people, you have to go at certain times, and you have to meet them all, certain things. So I bet that we're going to have to meet at 8:45, and we're going to have to walk everybody in at 9, and we'll have to sit there, you know, on our little wing for a half an hour. So I feel like I'm going to miss all of the Pixies, and that really, really bums me out.
Yeah, and it's not just that. The entire place is going to be trying to get into that. That has always confused me about the What stage. Everything else is so easily accessed, pretty much. But they separate that What stage with those different entry and exit points, and it just bottlenecks. I've never quite figured out why they've done it that way.
It's a really good point.
Yeah, I mean,
there's only two ways really in and out.
Right. Right, well, three if you're coming in from GA, but yeah, and even that bottlenecks. Right. So, I mean, yeah, it's always confused me why they do it that way.
so hard, and I don't know if they still have the bleachers there, but it's so hard when you're on the bleachers side and you've got like the row of pizza and corn dogs there on the side. It's so hard to navigate that space. It is impossible.
Yeah.
And that Paramore into Foo Fighters is going to be a madhouse. Yeah. It's going to be a total mayhem.
Yeah. I don't know why they do it. And, you know, like any entry and exit point, everybody gets in and just stops.
And stops. Yeah.
Just stops.
Well, I guess this is as far as
I got my
go.
Spot, you know, never mind. Yeah. 60,000 people behind you trying to get in. But,
yeah. And then you know where I'm finishing. You know where I'm finishing, and I've said it a million times. You know, the Foo Fighters. I'm going to the Atlanta show with 450 people, which is going to be special in of itself. But this is this Foo Fighters show. I mean, words don't describe how absolutely fantastic this is going to be. Yeah. And I don't care if you're a Foo Fighters fan. I don't give a damn. This is the moment of the festival. This is the moment for a band that's never been there, coming off of what they've come off, being the last. Honestly, this may be one of the most brilliant, not just bookings, but placements that this festival has ever put together. Yeah. The fact that they put these guys, who by every right should be a Friday or Saturday headliner, the fact that they put them on Sunday, they knew exactly what they were doing because they know what they're getting. And it is going to be a 12:30, 12:45, 1 a.m. finish. What a brilliant, not just booking, but placement by our boys. I guess we got to – I don't know who we think on that.
Well, think about it, too.
Man, that's perfect.
Yeah, we've had the pandemic, and then we had the ticket sales being so low last year, and now it looks like they're probably going to sell out. So it's going to be a – it's going to be huge for everybody. You got to think Bonnaroo is thrilled. We know the Foo Fighters. We've talked about that a dozen times on here. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty special end of festival.
Yeah. And that to me is I know I've said there's not many can't misses for me. This is a can't miss.
Yeah.
This is a can't miss. And, you know, you're not talking to a P1 level, A+ level Foo Fighters fan. I like them. I like them a lot. You know, but my favorite Foo Fighters song is Stacked Actors. And that was, what, you know, 7 albums ago in 1999. So, you know, it's not like I love the entire catalog, but the sheer mass of the catalog that can last for 4 hours is the thing that's going to be so fantastic. And I really do think there is a possibility here that, you know, maybe Corey Wong is the official super jam, but something tells me that Dave's got a lot of stuff up his sleeve for guests to come out.
Yeah.
That's just sort of his
yeah
modus operandi half the time.
That's what
I bet he's got some friends in his back pocket coming out.
That's kind of part of what I meant a minute ago is this feels like one of those that any band that can stick around
will
be sticking around.
Absolutely.
Whether to play or to see it, but they will be sticking around.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And so there you go. That's pretty much my festival. It's a meaty sandwich, man. It is it's a thick meaty sandwich.
Careful.
As the kids would call it, a chonker. I think the hams call it a chonker.
And you've created a Spotify list. You've got a playlist.
I do.
What's it called?
I do. Pit Taco's got it. He's got it listed here on the thing.
So that means all three of ours.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes.
Yep. It will be available so you guys can listen. And that's a great list. I think it's interesting how similar, not in our picks, but in the way we built it, how similar all three of ours are.
Yeah.
And again, it's so weird to not even be talking about the plazas, but
well, because I can't guarantee it.
I know,
like, so
I know.
The way that I think about the way that I think about these picks is that this is what my suggestions to anyone who would be listening. These are the picks that I absolutely don't want to miss. I don't know if I can't miss something in the plaza. I don't know. I just don't know how to navigate that and absolutely make sure to get to it. Would I like to pop into Where in the Woods? Sure, and I probably would. You know, I found myself in plazas here and there, but again, I usually find myself in plazas after, you know, 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Yeah, well, and the unknown is we don't know how the access is going to be with this idea of them taking down some of the barriers between areas, right? Supposedly,
what are you talking
supposedly
about?
You're going to be able to get into VIP and some of those.
Oh, yeah, because the new camping,
ideas. So curious to see how that works. It's either going to be more open or not.
Are we driving a jam track this year?
I don't know. That was not a good thing last year.
Well, it wasn't.
It was not a possibility. No, the jam track ended up, you know, rumor, we've heard everything from the guy who was supposed to be doing it or the company backed out, and so they didn't have the number of people, but it was a single loop, Brad, is how it worked. So if you got on here, you had to go all the way around to get to the gate, and it took 45 minutes or more.
That's useless.
Yeah. Yeah. So supposedly they fixed that, and I hope so.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that that we're going to have to see when we get there.
I really want to drive a jam track, though.
I know you That's do. I still think it's a great idea. Brad, the conductor.
Me and Shaq.
Hey,
me and Diesel. Yeah. Driving jam tracks.
And Dave Grohl driving the other one.
Yeah. Do you miss any of the comedy tent stuff?
Oh, it was so hard to get in. I loved the idea of it. I mean, it was air conditioned, which was meant everybody went in there and slept. It was cool.
Well, that's the movie tent. They sleep in the movie tent. Yeah. I mean, you can't sleep in the comedy tent.
No, it wasn't the air conditioning. The movie tent definitely had the AC. It was cool seeing Conan. Stuff like that. You know, I think in the plazas have replaced that. It was that was the added bonus. You know, it's like I came here to see the Foo Fighters, and oh, by the way, Conan O'Brien is performing too.
Yeah.
So now it's, you know, I came to see the Foo Fighters, and oh, there's this cool stuff happening in the plazas. So.
Yeah, I hear you. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying about that. I kind of miss a little bit of the edginess of, you know, running into Robert Kelly or, you know, the times where Louis C.K. is just meandering around. Right. You know, it just feels a little weirder.
Yeah, no, totally. It added to the cachet. It was like, oh, wow. This is a different festival because guys like that are there as well.
Yeah. A couple of things. The other reason why I've got to make sure to get there this year is because I was told, I don't know if you guys know this artist, but Michigander wants to camp with us this year. Michigander wants to join Camp Nut Butter. So he's from Nashville. And the other big news is that we might be seeing Jared and Kristen at our camp again this year.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They might want to come down and stay for a day. So we might have a lot of stars at Camp Nut Butter this year. So get that thing in tip-top shape, kids.
We'll do our best.
That thing looking good. Looking good for old dad.
Nice. That's cool.
All right. Do we have anything else to do before we get out of here?
Have you heard anything about the app? Do you know if they're doing the app?
They better be doing the app.
I don't know.
Look, I just learned about Discord app. So what other apps do I need to get while I'm here?
You're asking us?
It seems like by now the Bonnaroo app would be up to date and, you know, published.
Has it not been updated? Really?
As far as I know, it hadn't. That's what I was wondering.
Well,
if you heard
that's something.
Shaky Knees.
I have not.
Shaky Knees had no app either.
That would be stunning.
Yeah, especially because, you know, they don't do printed schedules anymore. And they always said, oh, go to the app. But if there's no app, you know, what?
You know, I just searched this is how stupid I am, and I'm not paying attention. I went to my app store, and I searched Barry. I don't know why.
What'd you find?
I don't know. I got out immediately. All right, I'm downloading the app now. You sure it just doesn't need to be updated?
It needs to be updated, but have they said anything about it? Or, like, is it getting updated? I don't know.
Keep all using. Thank you, Live Nation. Oh, my God, Taco. This is last year's lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, we're... You've got to be kidding me. This is really sort of shocking, man.
That's why I wanted to bring it up. I didn't know if you've heard anything or if there's been anything said.
Well,
Barry, get on this.
I'm sending an email or text right now.
This is really surprising. And actually, the way that this is set up from last year, it actually looks better than it did in years past. This is a little bit easier of a navigation. Easier navigate, whatever word I'm trying to say. It just feels easier than years past, doesn't it?
It was better last year, yeah. It was pretty good.
Rue Quiz. Oh, I mean, yeah, this is stunning. I'm actually shocked by this. But then they do the damn schedule wrong again. I can't with this the way that they make this schedule left to right, man. And nowhere else in this festival do they list the schedule left to right except on the website and their app. Why do they do that? Top down, top bottom. It's
yep.
That's how it's done everywhere else. Why do they make me go left to right? And it's so confusing. Ugh. All right. This is really surprising. So Barry, get on that if you can.
I'm
that would be lovely.
Text now.
All right, guys. Anything else before we go?
Nope.
It's crunch time.
It is.
It's crunch time.
Yeah.
How many days are we down to?
Less than a month.
Start doing those deep knee bends.
Not kidding. Yeah. Hydrate.
All right.
Good pitch.
Check out the playlist, and we'll talk to you again next week. All right.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.